Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Quiet week in the world of the UFC, meaning Dana the Pimp didn't get to make any money. It's a good week in the world when Dana White doesn't make any money, folks. I kid you not. We're talking about the greatest exploitator of human beings on the planet. You watch those fights, nobody's helping those guys out. I'm talking about the corner man. They don't stop the fights. The doctor doesn't stop the fights. The referee doesn't stop the fights. Nobody's stopping the fights. And Dana's sitting there eating his popcorn while some guy's getting his brains handed to him. Bottom line is, Dana needs to be neutered. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, MMA. We take it to Dallas, Texas. Of course, Dallas, Texas, and bring in the head of Veev TV. I'm talking about the Veev Network, Mr. John Jackman. Sir, this is our first introduction. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Now, your wife, Danielle, seems to be their dynamic duo, their Batman and Robin. She seems to be rocking and rolling there. What is Veev TV?
Well, actually, Veev TV is a linear channel, OTT, basically on through applications, and streaming directly soon to large platforms and television like LG, Samsung, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But think of it as an ESPN for boxing. That's what it is, with live capability. So we'll have live fights that are pay-per-view, some of them free-to-air. We partnered with the WBC, and we don't think there's anything like it. And I think it was needed for boxing fans.
Well, you know, I go back with the WBC to the to Mauricio's father, Jose Suleiman. He and I traveled all over the world together, and I miss him dearly. But he had this vision of trying to bring television platforms to smaller promoters, this and that. And Mauricio said, "Now we're number one." Veev TV is that concept.
Well, that's right. I think there's so many fights all over the world that no one gets to see. And I think the smaller promoters especially need help now with this pandemic situation. They can't, it's very difficult to make money if they can't attract an audience in their venues. So primarily, we've got some great tech partners, and we're going to be announcing some really innovative live capabilities so the idea is to have live production from anywhere in the world and at very low cost to promoters. Okay. So and at the best quality. Okay. So that's what we're doing.
Okay. Christy Martin, the coal miner's daughter, has got a card coming up on pay-per-view on your channel. Of course, she's the baddest broad on the planet. And I don't say that with any derogatory nothing. I'm telling you. No. Any woman that can get shot and stabbed, answer. I'm a former policeman here in San Francisco, okay? I saw people get shot and stabbed and die from either, okay? She survived both.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
She is pretty amazing. So tell me about her production. What are you guys doing down there?
Well, actually, we've partnered with Verizon, and we're actually going to announce a 4K doing her tournament in 4K, which is pretty exciting.
Okay.
And it should be a really good one. And one of the things that you know about Christy, she cares about quality. She wants to put on quality fights and matchups, and that's why we're really really excited about working with her.
Well, as far as a live gate's concerned, the Crown Reef Resort at 2918 South Ocean Boulevard in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, it looks like that's going to be the venue, and the ringside seats are sold out. General admission still going at $45. The Mayhem of Myrtle Beach, brought to you by Christy Martin Promotions, of course, that's going to go down the 20th of August, and you will be carrying that live on your channel for what? What's the price going to be on that?
$11.99.
Okay, $11.99. You know, I remember the infancy of pay-per-view when the screen used to go blank. I mean, it would freeze up. I mean, there were nightmares involved the early renditions of pay-per-view as far as TV is concerned. I mean, even TV KO, the HBO outlet that started in 1991, they had their problems with things freezing. Now, I'm going to ask you this question because I'm not trying to embarrass you or anything like that, but did all the technology regarding these live streams and stuff, did that all get facilitated by the porn industry?
Well, you know, probably. But I have to tell you, I mean, a lot of this, but you're right. I mean, live TV has its issues. You never know what's going to happen with live TV, but live it's come radio. A long way. And especially now with the, you know, with the internet and honestly, a lot of the new technology has been kind of moved forward with this pandemic. And believe it or not, a lot of technology that was maybe sitting on the shelf was maybe moved forward because people had to put on live events, had no way to you know, monetize them. So yeah, we're interesting times, but we've got some incredible technology and working on some incredible technology with incredible companies that you've heard of, and we're hoping to make some really big announcements soon, you know, in that vein. But yeah, I mean, the quality is amazing.
Okay, as far as
it rival.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Go on.
No. Go ahead.
Go ahead, and you're the one. Go on.
No, I'm just going to say, I mean, it rivals network TV for sure, and sometimes it's even higher quality.
Okay, so where does Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV, how does that fit into your network plans?
Well, I mean, we love our content creators. We've been really lucky. A lot of people want to be involved. It's the WBC, and I think that I mean, it's going to be pretty exciting. When you look at what we've got so far, we're pretty surprised at all the excitement and people just wanting to be involved because it is the WBC. And there's really nothing else like it on television.
No doubt about that. Of course, it's going to go down. Christy Martin's card is the August 28th on pay-per-view. I think the first bell is going to go down at 6:15 or 6:30 their time. That's Eastern time, of course. Pacific time. That's going to probably be in the afternoon. But the bottom line is this looks like it's a good fight card. You got like 10 or 12 fights on there, and you can watch that on the WBC Live channel, of course, on – how do you pronounce this? Is it Vive? Is it Vive? What's going on?
It's Vive. And actually, this kind of started out – Brainchild is a lifestyle channel, and I think Danielle wanted to call it something like Joie de Vive, and it turned into Vive, and so, yeah. It's pronounced Vive.
Okay, spell it for me.
Vive.
Okay, just for the listeners, spell it. All right. Are you up and running now? Is the WBC channel ready to rock now? Have you got a starting date? I mean, what are we talking about?
We actually did a soft launch last week, and so it is live. We have our web app running. Our Android app has been approved. We've got a lot of apps in. Waiting to be approved, including TV apps. So, but yeah, it's live. It's live now.
Okay, with the WBC's involvement and of course Mauricio Sulaiman's involvement, that takes you in different directions all around the world. That's sort of like an open pass to the world for you. That's a good. I've known Mauricio a long time. I've known him since he was a baby, since he was a kid. Okay, that's how old I am. But the bottom line is I've known the Sulaimans for a long time, and we haven't always agreed. But the bottom line is they've done some wonderful things for boxing. And people laugh, you know, a lot of people say, you know, Jose Sulaiman cut the boxing fights from 15 rounds to 12 rounds. Well, in those last three rounds, Mr. Jockerman, I've watched these guys. All they did was take undue punishment, and it took a lot of years off their lives. Now fighters are living longer and living better lives because of the 12-round fights implemented by Jose Sulaiman.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Okay,
I agree 100%. And I've known Mauricio certainly not as long as you, but you know, Mauricio and the WBC guy, I have to tell you, they're such good people. It's been really a great experience working with these guys. I mean, they're awesome.
Mauricio's pretty good at filming things. One time we were in Malaga, Spain, and Don King was drunk as a skunk standing on a stage, and he was standing too close to the edge, and I was telling his father, you know, Jose, Godfather, you know, Don's a little too close to the edge there of the stage, because he got $10,000 and $100 bills in his hand and a drink, okay? So Don got too close to the edge, and Mauricio's filming this, and he fell off the stage like 12 feet to the bottom. You heard this big noise, bam! And I ran over there thinking, God, there's got to be a bloody mess. Guess what? Don King didn't drop a dollar. No. The drink dropped. He was bloody, but the 10 grand was still in his hand.
Yep, not a surprise.
That's me. Anyway, so listen, we wish you the continued success and good luck with your debut. Have your wife keep pumping me up as far as giving me all the information I need to know in order to prosper and to move forward with you guys. I mean, I appreciate her help, no doubt about that. She's quite energetic.
She is. She really is. Yeah. She, a lot of people think I'm just a figurehead.
Well, maybe you are. Oh! Hey, bottom line is you guys are the dynamic duo. Be glad you listen. Be glad you've got a partner you can work with. I mean, you know, those guys can't handle time with their wives. I mean, my friends are like, hey, can I come over? Hey, you want to meet me here? You want to go have a drink? I mean, why? Because they want to get out of the house and get away from the old lady. But yet you and her, you guys are a team.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. She really is. And she's really detail-oriented. I'm not. I work on bigger picture stuff. So it works out. It works out really well.
Okay. When you see yourself in a year from now, where do you see yourself in a year from now compared to right now? What do you see? I mean, what do you want to be in a year?
Well, the WBC is global, and I think we're trying to open up different markets. In the Middle East, Eastern Europe, Asia,
Dubai.
A lot of interest. Exactly.
Go on. I'm sorry. I got bad. Listen, I went to Dubai to spend like a week in the hospital there, but go on. The
well,
food.
You know,
the food. Hey, you got to eat garden snails for food. It's terrible food.
Well, I'm talking boxing. But you know, I think that at the end of the day, what I'd like to see is, who knows? I mean, maybe different channels around the world that are all WBC. You know, WBC Middle East, WBC Europe. Who knows? I mean, so we're working on a lot of really cool things to roll out and so yeah.
Mr. Jackman,
got a big job.
Mr. Jackman, I thank you for your vision and good luck in the future as far as your endeavors with the WBC and all. I mean, bottom line is best of luck to you, man. I wish you the very best and continued success.
Pedro, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on.
All right. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. Don't forget, the WBC has an interactive website at WBCBoxing.com. My name is Pedro Fernandez, approaching 37 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk.